In Latin America, the Catholic Church is facing two major challenges, a shortage of priests and the growth of Protestant churches. The next pope will have to deal with both issues. NPR's John Burnett has a report from Guatemala, where a quarter of the population is Protestant, and Catholic priests put in long days to reach their far-flung parishioners.
Padre Tomás Ventura Toll is priest of the historic parish of Santo Tomás de Chichicastenango, located deep in the folds of the fog-shrouded Guatemalan highlands. To give you an idea how badly priests are needed here, Padre Tomás and a second priest have some 70,000 Catholics in 82 communities to attend to. And so, when the tiny village of Maxul, an hour's hard drive from Chichi, gets a bit of the priest's time, it's a big deal, because they rarely see him out here, usually only two or three times a year. Today, he's performing a marriage. The small, whitewashed church is festooned with streamers and balloons. Pine needles and flower petals decorate the floor. Everyone here is Quiche Maya, the wedding couple, the congregation, even Padre Tomás. It's only natural he recites the vows in the Quiche language. At the end of the ceremony, Padre Tomás congratulates the newlyweds, Carlos and Isabel, and they head out the door of the church for the reception. They may not see him again until he baptizes their first child. Back at his parish house, Padre Tomás sits at his kitchen table to catch his breath. All week he's on the road in his four-wheel drive pickup visiting parishioners and villages.
There's much work to do. How much can one person do? People have their demands, mainly their sacramental needs. Throughout the parish, they want the priest to be with them. But there's not enough of me to go around.
For most of the past 500 years, the Catholic Church was all there was here. But now, Chichicastenango, like the rest of Latin America, has become a spiritual marketplace.
Los granos que están mordidos, cortados.
Turn on the radio and you're liable to hear a Protestant evangelist damning the devil. This municipality has more than 300 Protestant, or as they prefer to be called, evangelical churches. There are four in the hamlet of Maxul alone. Most Protestant churches down here were started by American missionaries, then they took off, and now they're authentically Guatemalan. A priest requires 8 years in the seminary. A Protestant pastor can start preaching after 3 years of study, or in some cases, he steps into the pulpit simply because he feels called. Spontaneous prayer erupts from a dozen women, their eyes closed and their hands held aloft, meeting in a private house in Chichi. They belong to the Full Gospel Church of God, a Pentecostal sect based in Tennessee. When asked why they left the Catholic Church, a diminutive woman with a ponytail named Juana Gonzalez speaks up.
My husband used to be a drunk. My family was Catholic, but there was no one to help us like there is in the evangelical church. No one to counsel us and tell my husband to stop drinking. Now, thanks to God, we've changed.
Ready pastoral care for everything from addiction to marital problems is one reason for the exploding growth of evangelical congregations. The Pentecostal flavor of the services, emotional, spirit-filled worship, is also popular. And so is the aura of prosperity. Listen to Brother Gilberto Mendez, the well-groomed, always smiling pastor of the church to which this prayer group belongs.
Muchos han logrado a través de un acto de fe.
Many people, through acts of faith, have acquired a piece of land, they've gotten a house and a vehicle, and they have more money to meet their needs, he says. This message, known as the health and wealth gospel, is especially appealing to the rural poor in Latin America who are moving to the cities seeking better jobs and material success. They flock to places like the Christian Fraternity megachurch that opened last year in Guatemala City. With its 12,000-seat sanctuary and concert hall sound system, it exudes success. Dennis Smith has lived in Guatemala City for 28 years, working with the Presbyterian Church USA and watching the evangelical movement grow more materialistic.
Your God isn't big enough to give you a better job and a new color TV? Come try mine. Mine can. God's blessing is going to be stuff.
The Catholic Church in Guatemala is taking on the competition. It has promoted its own charismatic movement that mimics the energetic style of the evangelicals. It's put priests on radio and television to be more media savvy. It's promoted lay leaders to work with the faithful when no priest is available. But the two things the Catholic Church could do to recharge its seminaries, allow women to join the priesthood and male priests to marry, are off the table for now. Many concerned Catholics say the new pope had better do something about the priest shortage because the evangelicals are coming. John Burnett, NPR News, Guatemala City.